Ford hurled himself at the door of the editor-in-chief's office, tucked himself into a tight ball as the frame splintered and gave way, rolled rapidly across the floor to where the drinks trolley laden with some of the galaxy's most potent and expensive beverages habitually stood, seized hold of the trolley and, using it to give himself cover, trundled it and himself across the main exposed part of the office floor to where the valuable and extremely rude statue of Leda and the octopus stood, and took shelter behind it. Meanwhile, the little security robot, entering at chest height, was suicidally delighted to draw gunfire away from Ford. That, at least, was the plan, and a necessary one. The current editor-in-chief, Stagyar Zil Doggo, was a dangerously unbalanced man who took a homicidal view of contributing staff turning up in his office without pages of fresh, proofed copy, and had a battery of laser-guided guns linked to special scanning devices in the doorframe to deter anybody who was merely bringing extremely good reasons why they hadn't written any. Thus was a high level of output maintained. Unfortunately, the drinks trolley wasn't there. Ford hurled himself desperately sideways and somersaulted towards the statue of Leda and the octopus, which also wasn't there. He rolled and hurtled around the room in a kind of random panic, tripped, span, hit the window, which fortunately was built to withstand rocket attacks, rebounded, and fell in a bruised and winded heap behind a smart grey crushed leather sofa, which hadn't been there before. After a few seconds, he slowly peeked up above the top of the sofa. As well as there being no drinks trolley and no Leda in the octopus, there had also been a startling absence of gunfire. He frowned. This was all utterly wrong.
"Mr. Prefect, I assume," said a voice.
The voice came from a smooth-faced individual behind a large ceramo-teak bonded desk. Stagyar Zil Doggo may well have been a hell of an individual, but no one, for a whole variety of reasons, would ever have called him smooth-faced. This was not Stagyar Zil Doggo.
"I assume from the manner of your entrance that you do not have new material for the, guide at the moment," said the smooth-faced individual.
He was sitting with his elbows resting on the table and holding his fingertips together in a manner which, inexplicably, has never been made a capital offence.
"I've been busy," said Ford, rather weakly.
He staggered to his feet, brushing himself down. Then he thought, what the hell was he saying things weakly for? He had to get on top of this situation. He had to find out who the hell this person was, and he suddenly thought of a way of doing it.
"Who the hell are you?" he demanded.
"I am your new editor-in-chief. That is, if we decide to retain your services. My name is Van Hal."
He didn't put his hand out. He just added,
"What have you done to that security robot?"
The little robot was rolling very, very slowly around the ceiling and moaning quietly to itself.
"I've made it very happy," snapped Ford. "It's a kind of mission I have. Where's Stagyar? More to the point, where's his drinks trolley?"
"Mr. Zil Doggo is no longer with this organisation. His drinks trolley is, I imagine, helping to console him for this fact."
"Organisation?" yelled Ford. "Organisation? What a bloody stupid word for a setup like this!"
"Precisely our sentiments. Understructured, over-resourced, under-managed, over-inebriated. And that," said Hal, "was just the editor."
"I'll do the jokes," snarled Ford.
"No," said Hal, "you will do the restaurant column."
He tossed a piece of plastic onto the desk in front of him. Ford did not move to pick it up.
"You what?" said Ford.
"No, me Hal. You prefect. You do restaurant column. Me editor. Me sit here tell you you do restaurant column. You get?"
"Restaurant column," said Ford, too bewildered to be really angry yet.
"Sit down, prefect," said Hal.
He swung around in his swivel chair, got to his feet and stood staring out at the tiny specks enjoying the carnival 23 stories below.
"Time to get this business on its feet, prefect," he snapped.
"We at Infinidim Enterprises are..."
"You at what? Infinidim Enterprises. We have bought out the guide."
"Infinidim?
We spent millions on that name, Prefect. Start liking it, or start packing.
Ford shrugged. He had nothing to pack.
The galaxy is changing, said Hal. We've got to change with it. Go with the market. The market is moving up. New aspirations, new technology. The future is...
Don't tell me about the future, said Ford. I've been all over the future. Spend half my time there. It's the same as anywhere else. Anywhen else, whatever. Just the same old stuff in faster cars and smellier air.
That's one future, said Hal. That's your future, if you accept it. You've got to learn to think multidimensionally. There are limitless futures stretching out in every direction from this moment, and from this moment, and from this. Billions of them, bifurcating every instant, every possible position of every possible electron balloons out into billions of probabilities, billions and billions of shining, gleaming futures. You know what that means.
You're dribbling down your chin.
Billions and billions of markets.
I see, said Ford. So you sell billions and billions of guides?
No, said Hal, reaching for his handkerchief and not finding one. Excuse me, he said, but this gets me so excited.
Ford handed him his towel.
The reason we don't sell billions and billions of guides, continued Hal, after wiping his mouth, is the expense. What we do is we sell one guide billions and billions of times. We exploit the multidimensional nature of the universe to cut down on manufacturing costs, and we don't sell to penniless hitchhikers. What a stupid notion that was! Find the one section of the market that, more or less by definition, doesn't have any money and try and sell to it. No. We sell to the affluent business traveller and his vacationing wife in a billion, billion different futures. This is the most radical, dynamic, and thrusting business venture in the entire multidimensional infinity of space-time probability ever.
And you want me to be its restaurant critic, said Ford.
We would value your input,